I'm Laura Winters.
Give me as president. The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
You're listening to President Biden on the campaign trail in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He's urging Congress to pass the Senate's bipartisan immigration bill, but it's tied to Ukraine funding.
Folks, the bottom line is our economy has grown more in the last 6 months than it ever did at any point in Trump's entire 4 years in office.
Now, the president claims Bidenomics is working, but a new Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home.
I was the guy who sent every one of you those $1,400 checks. On top of that, I sent those $300 checks per child, per family, per month, for hardworking families. That was thousands of dollars in pockets to get people through a real crisis.
Wife Jill Biden campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. In other news this Sunday, Texas not backing down after a standoff with the federal government over razor wire put up in the town of Eagle Pass to keep illegal aliens out. Republican Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the razor wire that is keeping people from coming into our country. Houthi rebels backed by Iran continue to strike ships in the Red Sea. It is a real problem there. There have been at least 159 attacks by the Houthis on U.S. troops in the Middle East since October 17th. The United States and our allies pulling funding from a UN group that reportedly participated in the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. 1,200 Jewish people slaughtered there, more than 200 hostages taken, more than 100 people remain held by Hamas today in Gaza. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to USA Business News, the Dow ending the session Friday at 38,109, up 60 points at the close of trading on Friday, the NASDAQ off 55 points, and the S&P 500 down 3 points. So how is the economy doing, and is Bidenomics actually working? Corey Myers takes a look.
According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz how she sees things.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. Consumers and households feel confident enough about their own personal financial situation and about the economic outlook to be spending in a way that's creating jobs, is creating growth, and is providing them with the income to go on doing that.
Yellen went on to say there is no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. I'm Corey Myers.
The LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. These job cuts expected as the owners of California's largest daily paper say it's losing between $30 and $40 million a year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.